T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
In this season of giving, someone has taken an iconic donation kettle from a street corner on North Michigan Avenue. The story from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
It's a Salvation Army red kettle. It and its stand were outside the Under Armour store at 600 North Michigan Avenue Friday evening when the Salvation Army says someone stole them. The bell ringer who normally would have been there was on a break. The Salvation Army guesses there was about $350 in the kettle at the time. The stand and the kettle, when empty, are worth about $200 alone. Police say they have not yet heard of the kettle being found. The Salvation Army reminds people money placed in the kettle helps the less fortunate in the Chicago area, puts food on their tables, and more. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
We're learning more about the man shown in a viral video being slammed to the ground by a Chicago police officer.
Bernard Kirsch is charged with aggravated battery to a police officer for allegedly spitting on and licking a cop who had stopped him on Thanksgiving for public drinking. The 29-year-old's defense attorney says he has schizophrenia, which has contributed to his criminal history, which includes convictions for spitting on an officer last year and punching one in 2011. Fraternal Order of Police spokesman Martin Preeb told CBS2 the officer was justified in his actions.
Tried to de-escalate. The guy was out of control. He was threatening him. And he did a takedown.
Kirsch's mother says the officer handled her son in the wrong way and questions why police didn't use handcuffs. Reverend Jesse Jackson says police could have killed Kirsch with the martial arts move. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Authorities now say a 14-year-old girl was in the missing file before she was found murdered in Gary. Takayla was found tied to a utility pole and shot to death in September. Police now say a Chicago shelter reported her missing about 2 weeks earlier, but she was not believed to be a ward of the state. Holiday travel looking up at Amtrak. After a record-breaking surge of travelers after Thanksgiving of last year, the company anticipates similar numbers this year.
So we know this is coming, and we look forward to it. It's almost a party atmosphere, but the most important thing is just us getting people where they want to go, doing so safely and reliably.
And that's Amtrak Chicago spokesperson Mark Maglieri. Rough weather across the country slowed air traffic yesterday, but right now, O'Hare and Midway report minimal delays. The city of Harvey reporting a soaring murder rate this year.
As of last Tuesday, there have been 19 gun-related homicides in the south suburb, the most of any Chicago area municipality, and 70% higher than all of last year. Harvey officials tell the Daily Southtown it's difficult to pinpoint specific reasons for the increase other than just circumstances for violence presenting themselves. Also, police department layoffs may play a role and a feeling among the violence-prone that they can literally get away with murder. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The city of Chicago is taking new steps to make sure the legalization of recreational marijuana goes smoothly. The city is planning community meetings to hear from residents on issues like safety and fair distribution. The first meeting is Thursday at Malcolm X College on the west side. The second is Friday at Chicago State. Marijuana, recreational marijuana, becomes legal on January 1st. The end might be in sight for the Merrillville Town Court. The Northwest Indiana Times, the report, the town council will consider closing it at the end of its meeting next week. The council president, Richard Hardaway, says the court is struggling financially. The doors are closing at Chicago's Pastoral Cheese and Sandwich Shops. The first opened 15 years ago on North Broadway. Three more have been added. The owners say they just didn't have the resources to keep up with consumer preferences and shopping patterns. Police are investigating the murder of a man whose body was found at a lake in northwest Indiana.
Officials say 34-year-old Eric Lozano died of multiple stab wounds. Someone called 911 yesterday morning reporting seeing a body floating in shallow water near a log in Grand Boulevard Lake in Lake Station. The Northwest Indiana Major Crimes Task Force is helping out the Lake Station police in investigating the homicide. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.